Welcome to Life Word, a word that gives life by Apostle Emmanuel Apenin, the senior pastor of Word Life Church, an anointed preacher and teacher of God's Word whose ministry has blessed many. We pray that you are mightily blessed and encouraged by today's message. Please stay tuned.
Amen. Today I want to begin a series with you, and which I know is going to stir you up and break something in you. And me pese me free bibi ase ye busumi a eye busumi anyame hye nyema ase wo ya brabom busumi bia wo ni anyame de esi ye nisusi enye. Every month comes with something different, and August, since we started this ministry, has always been the month of beginnings. And I'm so excited that we always begin the month of beginnings after we have observed the month of thanksgiving and praise. If somebody does something to you and you don't thank him, you are ungrateful. Obi adie ma o na wa na na si anwa e ba e boni aye e bi kura no ba e beifo. Hallelujah. Obeifo na o ye bibia ma no a de ni so ana wuti ad na me chance. In the Bible, witchcraft is one of the works of the flesh. To walk in witchcraft, you must be envious. And so God expects us to thank him. And God is always doing a new thing. I want to talk to my elderly mothers, our mothers, and our the elderly men. Say, is it 60? And I say, 50 is what? Eduo no more. Eno nche so wa babrewa. Mre pini edu maybe aso de sia de bebi a medu meet me nyahwe. This morning I break that power in Jesus' name. Every stage in which you have reached in your life, God is able to start something new in your life. When the people of Israel crossed Jordan, Caleb was 85 years, and he told Joshua that, give me my land so that I will conquer the people and take the land. 85 years. And he said, God showed us the land when I was 40. But now I am 85. I am still with power to conquer the land. You are 24, but you have given up. You are 28, but you have given up. He said, the economy and things, you are 32. You are 30. He said, I don't know what to do again. No. It's that you are living a defeatist life. You are defeated before you start life. By 12, you should have an idea of what to do with your life. By 18 in this country, by constitution, you have the ability to vote, to express your rights. By 21, you are a citizen. I'm talking about the constitution of this country. And actually, as you grow in your 20s, 30 is the beginning of your strength. If you cannot stand on your feet or do something by 30, you should see me. It's a sign that you don't know what you are about in this life. 30 is the beginning. By 40, you are wiser. When you are 40, you don't do giddy. You use wisdom. 20, energy. 30, the beginning, the peak of your strength. How many of you are learning something today? So you should realize that your life will not just come like that. Life just does not work like that. If you don't live life anyhow, you end anyhow. So know the stages. That's why Jesus Christ, at the age of 12, he preached to let you know that this is what I can do. Then at the age of 30, he began his ministry. Within 3.5 years, he left. So I want to understand that God is always doing new things, and God doesn't stop doing new things. It is you who always stop doing new things. You have been stopping, but God never stops. Look at the person beside you and say, God never stops doing something new in your life. Look at him again. Say, you are the one. As if you are putting your hand into his eye. Say, you are the one who have been stopping God from doing something new in your life. Lift up your right hand and say, I accept that something new can take place in my life. I accept what is past cannot determine what I can do in my future. Say, my future is brighter than my past. My success in my future cannot be compared to my failure in my past, because God
is doing a new thing in my life. Give the Lord a mighty clap. I want to begin the series, Breaking Difficult Barriers. How to break difficult barriers in your life. How to break difficult things or difficult barriers, breaking difficult barriers in your life. There are many people who are going through a lot of challenges in life. Some are spiritual. Some are education barriers. Some are social barriers. Some people are from very poor backgrounds. They don't feel comfortable to be among certain people. Some have financial barriers. Many years ago, my father sent me to the bank to go and deposit some money, some millions of, I was a student then at the Ashama Commercial Bank. Then when I was depositing, there was a man sitting there. When he saw us counting the money, I heard him say, "Oh, Raddy, that many 200 Ghana cedis. That make kind 200 Ghana cedis." And I was surprised that a man at that age has never counted, he has never been able to hold it in his hands before. It's a barrier. From this morning, may things that you never thought you could have, by the time I finish this series this month, may you begin to break through that barrier. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's a barrier to be overtaken. There are some people in their lives, some people cannot cross a certain limit. They can do well, but they can't go beyond a certain limit. Either they would die at a certain age. There are some houses, the men, they never live long. You go to the house, only women. But you are the beginning to break that barrier. You shall not die, but you shall live. Declare the works of God in Jesus' name. You go there, nobody is, you don't see any prominent man in that household. The one who come to Akwata, she is drunk. Walking like this. And you look at it and realize that something is wrong. Some houses too, so that they can give birth, but they don't do well. They have children, but they don't do well. Some too, their children are brilliant, but there's no money to take them to school. Some too, they have brilliant ideas, but they never are able to do it. They will have an idea, but somebody will pick it and use it. But from this morning, I came to prophesy into your life that the idea that God has given you, you shall live and implement it in Jesus' name. Some people have very good ideas. Their problem is the money to do it. And they'll be watching with their face. And their next door neighbor will do it and they'll be watching. It's a barrier. There are some barriers you can cross. There are some you need divine intervention. Everybody say divine intervention. They are so difficult that even some of them, after you have done everything, still you can't. There are some barriers like that. Some is marriage. They have all the qualities, but as if it's a joke. Some of them, as if you don't know what it is. At times, they'll be in relationship until the last month. And the man will say, "I am no longer interested." Both the men and the women know. It's a barrier. After Jaira has appeared to you. How many of you remember Jaira? The Jehovah, I say, you have appeared to you. After Rohi has appeared to you. I say, after Nisi has appeared to you. After Rapha has healed you. After the I am that I am that I am has visited you. No barrier shall be able to stand before you in the name of Jesus. I say, in the name of Jesus. What is a barrier? A barrier, number one, is any fence or object that prevents you from moving forward or from moving from one place to the other. There are some people who want to move forward in life, but there is a barrier. Some people too, it's one of their barriers is that the promises they have received in this life, people who have the ability to help them has promised them, but after they have promised them, they will never hear from them again. That's also a barrier. When somebody promises you, it means that in the realm of the spirit, you have received it. But something is preventing it. You see, until you understand life and the principles of life and the spiritual things that go with it and the things that works, you will think that something is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with you. There are some things that are working. So that barrier is a barrier of disappointment, but I'll be dealing with it. Barriers of continuous disappointment. I mean, and do you know how that works? Such people, it is better nobody promises them, but they always receive promises. But because there's a barrier of disappointment placed on them, all they are supposed to experience in life is disappointment. But tonight, by the word of the Lord, I came to break that spirit. By the knowledge of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. So a barrier prevents you from moving from one place to the other, or it prevents you from moving forward. It's also a problem or a situation that prevents you from doing something. A barrier can be a problem. You want something, but there's a problem that is preventing you from doing it or getting it. It's a barrier. The Job 14:1, Job said, "Man that is born of a woman is full of troubles." From the day you fall on this earth, Job said, a man or woman that is born of a woman is full of troubles and have few days. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. That's what Job said. You see, any situation you are in this life is in the Bible. That is why anytime you come to church, I ask you to lift it. I'm telling you that search through it. You will see that your situation can be solved. A barrier is also a level beyond which you cannot go. Some people can go to school up to JHS, and when they end there, that is it. There's nothing they can't do. Very brilliant people, but they just cannot go to SHS. If you ask them, it's left them. They just cannot continue. Some can go to school up to SHS, but they will never go to any tertiary institution or university. As if that is it. In this month of beginning, I came with an unction to speak into your life that by the death and the resurrection of Jesus, nothing should be able to prevent you from one level of your life, of your business, of your marriage, of your personal life. Nothing should stop you from moving to the next level. Can I have an amen? So there are difficult barriers, and one of the difficult barriers is international barriers. If you are going to Meshekam, there's the police barrier. These days, the police people are even not there. You can pass through. But if you like, get to Togo, Lome, or Aplao, or get to the Nigeria borders, Elubu, or get to the Italy border, or France, where people are come trying to enter through the UK right now. It's a barrier. Some people, if there are some people who don't go through plane, they go through the Sahara Desert, and they meet people on the way, the pirates, the vampires and things. You see human bodies on the ground. Some of them, they'll kill them and collect their money. Some of them will just be walking on the Sahara Desert with just water. Because you can live with water for about 10 days or 7 days and so. But food there, water is more important than food. If you don't have water for some days, you die. Because 70% of your body is water. And you see people dead on the road, but people are still moving. Some of them will see the dead people, they will still be moving. And they will get to the border. Some of them will go to Libya to cross to Italy. And some of them, they killed them there. The regime. They were killing some people there. They want to see Europe. They have seen Europe in a magazine, in a paper. It's left with their leg to hit Europe. I see you entering one of these days. I say, I see you entering one of these days. You shall not be struggled, but they shall give you a ticket. You shall not pay your ticket. Your ticket shall be bought for you. Can I have an amen? This month, I prophesy upon your life. You shall do the impossible. You shall do the impossible. I hear the Spirit of God saying that do what you think I cannot do. Because I have an unction. My Spirit is upon you. I have visited you. Start something. Ask something. Lift up your hands and worship Him. Just worship Him. God is telling some of you, it's not money. Just take a step. Go to somebody. God is telling me to tell that he has started something. Don't look at what you have now, because you have entered. God is breaking impossible and difficult barriers for you. In this month of 2015, he is restoring you and breaking some barriers that you could never cross. Some people have gone for visa 3 times. Still, I see there's a barrier. They say, you will live in Ghana and die in Ghana. The first day I went for my visa to London, the man looked at me and said, you know, you have all your documents. I was going for my graduation. I had chatted. He said, well, your hotel accommodation and everything, but we just cannot make you go. And I said, what do you mean? How? I had bought my ticket too, because I knew my letters and everything had come. And then I came home and I wrote a letter to them. A very long letter. That I will never go to London to wash plates. I wrote it. Wrote it and I sent it to the commissioner. I said, that is not my objective. I will not do that. That's not. I was angry. Why should they refuse me? Why? What have I done? So I paid so much money to finish my course. Why can't I go for graduation? But you know, at the back of my mind too, I wanted to work small. And come and roof my building. That's many, many years ago. And I just canceled it. But when the door opened, when I got to London, they were standing there, a white man was standing there with my name at the airport. And a car was open, me, from a village. Chauffeur driven, sitting at the back seat. I was going for a conference. May every barrier in your life be broken in the name of Jesus. Difficult barriers. When I say something is difficult, something which is not easy to overcome. Some things you can easily overcome. When I say difficult, it's difficult, very difficult. It's not easy to overcome. It's not easy to do. So for example, if you are in class 6, you can solve class 1 problems, class 4 problems. But if they give you a JHS3 question, you can't solve it. Only few people can do that. And to break through that, the word break means to use a force to end something. When I say you are breaking something, in other words, you have been doing things in a normal way, but to break it, you need a certain force. So when I say you should break something, you need a force strong enough to break the thing that for a very long time is preventing you from breaking. Let the rise. I've got that force in my spirit to break any difficult barrier in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to turn your Bible with me to Joshua chapter 6. This story is a very interesting story. This man, Joshua, was the armor bearer of Moses. Moving with Moses. Moses have died. And God chose him to continue on the journey. They have done some battles. But this time, Joshua thought he was powerful. But this one, there was no way Joshua himself could deal with it. So David said in the book of Psalms, he said, Lord, deliver me from the enemy who is too strong for me. Some enemies you can fight them. Some enemies you can't fight them. Lift up and say, Lord, deliver me from the enemy who is too strong for me to deliver. Say, deliver me from the barrier which is too difficult for me to cross. Give me the grace to cross the barrier. In Jesus' name. Give him some praise. Great guy, fought battles, seen miracles through Exodus, seen how God was delivering the people. Joshua was with them when the Red Sea divided into two. He has seen so many miracles, but when he got to this town, God looked at Jericho and said, you are strong, but this one, this barrier, you can't. And you must, if you have to go to Canaan, if you have to take the people to the place I have promised you will take them, You've got to conquer this barrier. Otherwise, they will kill you. Either you conquer Jericho or Jericho swallows you. Now, Jericho was certainly shut up because of the children of Israel. They shut the town because of Israel. And the Bible says, if you look at the, I hear Jericho, the wall, more than 10 horses can race on it. Not this our wall. This one, even a dog. Jericho wall was like from here to here. Thick. And they did it because of the Israelites. They had heard that they were great guys, so they fortified themselves. I don't mind about the Agbala or the Tukpe. Well, I don't know what it is. Agbala Tutu. I don't know what it is. I don't know about the powers. I don't know what I've been said. But you are about to break that power. I don't know covenants that has made. You know, some of you, let me explain something to you as a pastor. Certain things happen in your life, you are not the cause. Some things have been done on your behalf many years ago. Some things, you are not, some of you are blaming yourself for nothing. Some of the things, you have nothing to do with it. None went out, none came in. This particular barrier, in fact, a barrier you are supposed to cross. But this one, they did it in such a way that either you poo-poo, you drink, you work, you can never go out of Jericho. None went in. In other words, the journey was said that you have to pass through Jericho. So Jericho decided that anybody who comes, they'll crush the person. You cannot go beyond us. And remember, Canaan was beyond Jordan. And to get to Jordan, you must cross Jericho. So some of you are in a state in your life and you have settled for it because you say, that is not the issue. The issue is that you have given up yourself. You have stopped yourself because of certain things you have gone through. I said, one day I went to a funeral in my own town. And I met one of my auntie. I said, auntie, I wasn't happy at all. And she had grown lean too. I said, me, you know, some of them, they can give you some words. You get broken. Maybe I'm going to be here. He's done all that he could do. Now Jericho was suddenly shut up because of the children of Israel. Because of them. I will come to that. Some barriers have been set because of you. I will deal with it. They wouldn't have set the barrier, but it is because of you. Because if they allow it, you are too dangerous. You are too strong. But lift up your right hand with me. Say, my circumstances nor my failures can never stop me. Not even my weaknesses can stop me from fulfilling God's design, assignment, plan for my life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Verse 2. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. This is a barrier nobody can enter, but God is saying that I have given the land, the king, and the mighty men to you. What I'm preaching, if you use your mind, you can never get it. This is a place you cannot enter, but God is saying, I've given you the people, the king, and all the mighty men. I've given them to you to kill them. Verse 3. And ye shall compel the city and ye men of war and go run about the city once. Thou shalt do this 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of rams. Clap for the Lord for the thanks and praise giving. That's why we have done it. You see, I've been waiting on the Lord for the past 1 week. Say, Lord, what do you want your people to have after this great encounter? And the Lord dropped in my spirit just this dawn. And he said, this is it. Tell them that this is what I'm beginning. I am breaking difficult barriers. May that barrier be broken. After this man, and in the course of this man, certain things you thought could not be done for you shall be done for you. The 7 day ye shall compel the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow with the trumpets like we did. You and the priest and thanksgiving. Verse 5. I'm ending here and I continue. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn And when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man's way before him. Now listen, this is the only fight that God himself fought for Joshua. This one was difficult. You may be a prayer warrior, you may be a worship person, you may be in a choir, you may be an usher. This one, you may be in an incel, but this one was difficult. And God said, to be able to deal with it, give me praise. Give me thanksgiving. Give me worship. Don't do anything. Just give me praise. Let me give you some points and I'll continue next week. Number one, to handle difficult barriers and to overcome them. Number one, understand the realities of barriers in your life. Understand that there are barriers in your life. Understand the reality of barriers in your life. There are barriers. So person nyama ehya wo so a wontumi ndiso no. So person wontumi nya tumi nyame tumi didi so ese wonu se san nyama no wo ho. Ese wadwen ye o se ni ho a edi wo so a wonim kra se edi wo so tumi. De bia person wo ko wonim bia na de wabo ochi. De bia ko ese wo sa be ka bibia na de ya de wase ye sifa pem bia wontumi enko emros. So understand the reality of barriers. Nyama ehinta wo no. Enyama esi ukwan no. Esi akwan. So you must understand the reality of barriers. There are barriers in life. David could never, ever enter into a palace. The only way he could go was when his father sent him. And when his father sent him, the palace, and the Bible said that they said that there was a certain young man of Jesse. When he plays the harp, any evil spirit on you will come down. The only way David could enter Saul's palace was by his gift. Some of you, your gift is going to make you cross a barrier. Because of what you can do in your hands, you meet certain people in your life. Because of just what you can do, that's a gift. That is why I talk to you. Don't be envious in life. Moi, when you bradie no, uwa sois when you Christonian and you bradie, bibia when you bradie. Obi shatera when he pray. Obi warrior when he pray. Obi nyanuwa when he pray. We cast that spirit in Jesus' name. Ushwa wa problem. Obi musa niyama wano bakoron su oni. There is also something about you the person doesn't have. Ude de pia obi huwa sam na pesa wakam. Pray that I don't go that way. Because I'm dealing with barriers. Some barriers. Unim niyama wa huwa nko fuwa shusha. Nka wo ma wani bro bi de wi anyame abɔ wa wani ne wo de wi obi kura osire kura na ahosie go busu osire abaka se wafa kuni there's a reality of barriers. Believe, I mean, know that there are barriers. I've seen a few things in life, so I know there are barriers. Certain things you can try and try, you know you can do it, but you just can't be able to do it. Some of the things, when you look through your family, you look through your people, you say, is this one? Some people too, there's a particular thing. Immediately you mention, oh, this one, and take it away. I don't think it will work. How many of you have entered that situation before? I mean, so a certain thing, when they say, oh, you can't, you say, oh, no, this one, they take it out. So understand the reality that there are barriers in life. You see, if you don't understand this one, your life will remain the way you are. That is why you are settled at where you are. That is why after JHS, you are not learning any job. That is why after SHS, you are still there, you see, because you don't even understand that there's a barrier. You feel that, oh, for me, I'm okay. You are not okay. You have settled for a barrier. Listen, let me say, I refuse to settle for any barrier against my progress, against my calling, against my life, against my future. In Jesus' name. That's why you are settled for it. Because to you, other people can do it, but not you. It's for some people, not you. And such people, oh, it's because they have money. Oh, it's because he went to school. Oh, this person, don't you know where he come from? That's why it's not true. You have placed a barrier. If you check through life, most of the people who become very do well in life are really from a very poor home. Some of them disadvantaged. But along the line, They have to realize that unless I break this thing, everybody will be like that. That's what causes them to fight. Oh. May a fighting anointing come upon you. Amen. To break every barrier. Number two, understand that some barriers have been placed because of you. Understand that some barriers have been placed there because of you. You may be why I said that the sick one won't in your DC hall. It said that over channel, Nyema Bessi. Understand that there are some barriers have been placed there because of you. Otherwise, why will you have 8 children and put the youngest one in the wilderness? Why? What has he done? And then when they want a king, you bring 7 people. And then you leave that one. You forget about your own child you have given birth to. They want a king. You bring 7. As if there had been a barrier placed on David that remain here. Don't come out. Your place is in the bush. You will never see tiles. You will never see glass. Don't blame the father. It's not the father. Because it took Samuel's anointing. It took God to speak to Samuel and say, call the guy. Because until I drop oil on this guy, he will remain there. He will never come out. I came to provoke you that you are too satisfied and you are too content. And that is why you behave that way. That is why you don't come for prayer meetings. That is why you don't come for, because you see, you are too satisfied. But listen, in the next 10 years, if you are like this, you will fail in life. Some of you young people, when you have 20 cedis in your pocket, then you walk. 20 cedis. You can't give chop money. Ask those who are married. Come 20 cedis. I come to church. You are walking. 20 cedis. You come for prayer meeting. You come for anything. Too satisfied. Little things we get in life, we are too satisfied. I mean, we just settle. When I say that, we are settled for it. But when you see a person who is aggressive, and he wants to achieve something and believes that he can move on, his life is different. That's why even as a pastor, I don't surround myself with certain people. I don't like it. If you are around me and I realize that you are the type, I will pray that God will take you away. That has been my prayer. I say, Lord, remove people who don't believe things can happen, who are murmuring and complaining. Find a way, if you can use catapult or parachute, move them. Because it kills every body spirit. Because if I don't move, you can't move. If you're a child, you can only stay in the house your mother is staying. Oh, you don't know. You can only stay in the house your father is staying. Unless you grow. So if you don't pray that they will do well, you will not do well too. Some barriers have been placed because of you. Today I'm telling you, after this praise convention, the Lord said, tell them that I am breaking difficult, but he didn't say barriers. He said difficult barriers. Let me give you the last point and then I'll come next week. Number 3, believe that we have the power to break every difficult barrier. Believe that you have the power to break every difficult barrier. 2 things I want you to pray. God will give you the power to break difficult barrier. Number 2, surround you with people who believe and will help you to break those barriers. Because there are some people who, when they are around you, you will never be able to cross some barriers. I'm telling you. It's a very important prayer, I'm telling you. Pray that you can overcome. Then also, God will surround you with people that around you will help you to break the barriers. Lift up your hands and thank Him. Pray to God and say, Lord, I can't be this way forever. I can't just be this way forever. The reason why I'm saying that the most great people who have achieved it in the Bible were weak people. They were weak. Don't look at your weakness. But tell the Lord, I just can't be like this forever. Lift up your hands. Tell the Lord to put something inside you, to
We believe you've been blessed by this life-changing message by Apostle Emmanuel Apienin. You're welcome to join us in any of our powerful services. Word Life Church is located in Ashama, Middle East, few meters across the Barclays Bank Junction. For more information, please contact us on 031-229-7901 or 031-229-7902 and 0245-228924. Or you can also log on to our website on www.wordlifechurchgh.com. God richly bless you.